Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
396. Moe, Carla, and Ahmad the Eavesdropper. Ahmad the Amazing has caught some of the juiciest gossip of all time.
Oh, man. It was so good that I missed half of my nap on Friday.
So you skipped sleep just to catch up on some gossip. Let me first ask you, where were you eavesdropping?
I was laying in my bed.
So you're in your bed and able to hear
all of this gossip. She had her man on speakerphone yelling at him.
So this is a neighbor.
This is a neighbor. I have my window open and all I hear is this girl yelling at her boyfriend about sleeping with the girls at the bar that she works at.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
And then him justifying it by saying, well, you went on a date. And she goes, we were on a break. And it's just like, it's almost like they were performing a play for me.
Yeah.
I got all of the juicy details. Like, this guy was hooking up with every girl
at the bar that she works at.
Yes.
That's very impressive.
Did you happen to get what bar?
No, I didn't. Oh, I didn't.
But you live in Uptown.
I live in Uptown.
Okay.
All the bars I go to are gay, so I don't think
Okay.
Yeah, it's not one of those.
And your window is open when you were listening to all
this? Yes. And apparently, I was like waiting for my boyfriend to get home. He goes, oh, the couple next door, they do that like every other night.
Oh, wow. So she passes it all the time.
Yeah, I sleep through it. And apparently this is like an ongoing thing. Like the guy has like accused her of like trying to sleep with his brother. Shout out Match Your Mistake from yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Like it gets intense. We need to
get them on Match Your Mistake.
I think we do.
Slide a business card or something under the door.
Exactly. And this is the cool couple that when the Bears were winning last season, we all went outside. We were like, yeah, go Bears.
Go Bears.
Yeah. Little did I know.
You know what? There are those toxic couples, though, that are like so back and forth. Like sometimes they're just screaming and hollering in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And then the next day they're like, look at us. We've been together for 5 years.
Yay. Exactly.
They're the couples that on Instagram on Valentine's Day will post, we've been through many ups and downs.
Many downs.
Mostly downs.
But that is a down. Sleeping with every girl at your job.
Yeah.
Insane. And I got all the tea.
It not immediately being over is wild, too.
Exactly.
It's not immediately over because she feels guilty about something she's done.
Well, going on a date while they're on a break, come on.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
She kept saying, you're just like triggering me. And then at one point I was like, well, girl, hang up. I'm trying to go
hang
to sleep.
Up. Okay. And that part, like, whenever people argue on the phone, I'm like, you do know that you have the power to
end this conversation.
Like,
yes.
So Ahmad just laying in bed and catching the juiciest gossip.
Just so juicy. And every time I see them, I'm like, hey, girl.
You should break up.
Just know if you're listening, Ahmad carries a little bit of judgment.
Just a tiny bit.
There's always something so like, I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for, but when you hear other people's gossip, other people's problems, you're just like...
It's like watching TV.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of entertainment value
doesn't
out of it.
Doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Oh, man. Especially if you don't know them. Like, if they were your friends, you'd probably be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry that he slept with everybody that you work with.
It was like I was laying in bed and they were doing like a podcast or something. Like, I heard every detail.
All right, who's got some juicy gossip?
Ooh, other people's gossip?
Other people's gossip. 877-591-9696. Ahmad shared some. Now, we want to, and we'll keep you anonymous, and we'll keep, obviously, the people anonymous. Right. We're not trying to, like, expose people.
Right.
That's not our game here.
But if you know someone's cheating on someone.
Yeah.
Or if you know that someone's sleeping with their boss at work.
All right.
Or if you know, I don't know.
Someone's stealing office supplies.
What? Yeah. Tell us the juicy gossip right now. 877-591-9696. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96. We'll keep you anonymous, but what's the juicy gossip that you know? Call us at 877-591-9696. It's B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings in Rena in Chicago. What's that juicy gossip that you know right now?
Okay, so I can only say this because the kids are out of school, and so I feel like this gossip is kind of safe. But
okay.
I saw my kid's teacher is sleeping with one of the married moms at school.
Ooh. And married.
Yeah, yeah. And I know this because I saw them kissing.
Wow.
Where?
I pulled around back of the school because I had to pick up my kid's school project, and they were back in the back of the school kissing.
Wow. I think that's so funny. Yeah, that's cool. They're like teenagers. They're like, let's go to the back of the school and hide and kiss. I wonder if she's trying to get her kids' grades up or something, or if this is like real love.
I don't think so, because this is like we all clock this teacher because he's cute. I mean, it's, you know,
he's cute. He's good with kids. He's got a job. Honestly, three for three.
Rena, are you coupled up? Are you with somebody?
Yeah. Okay.
Let me ask you one. This teacher, this hottie teacher, if you weren't coupled up, would you?
With this teacher?
Yeah.
I think I would if he wanted to be.
That took no time.
I might stop by.
You might stop by.
So this is warranted. Not warranted, because cheating is bad. You know, she should not be doing this. But you get why he's like attractive to other people.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone else know?
I can't fault her taste.
Does anyone else know?
No, just you guys right now.
Well, there's nobody else that you've told?
No, this just happened yesterday, I've kind of been keeping it.
So
like,
you haven't got a chance to tell everybody yet, because I would tell everybody.
No. I would tell everyone.
I would call my husband immediately.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah, no, that's the next person. That's the next person who's going to find out. He's not as into the gossip,
Clearly,
we're asking for it on our show.
You guys want it.
Yeah, well, thank you, Rena.
All right, I'm starting the summer with some juicy gossip. Thanks.
Yeah, you are.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.